Tuesday night or Le Chof Zion, Sivan. Okay, so once you make Hamotzi, we said you're not allowed to be Mafsik. You know what happens sometimes? A lot of times you're maybe in a hotel, maybe, Chas V'Shalom, or maybe you're at a Sheva Brachas, and a lot of people have Lecha Mishnah, and they're all making Hamotzi. And you could make Hamotzi, and you're tempted to say Amen to someone else's Bracha before you eat. Between your Hamotzi and eating, I don't know if it's of course or not, but of course you're not allowed to answer Amen. That's also considered a Hefsik. But the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in volume 2 brings down in a footnote I think it's a big chiddush, that if you are mafsik with an amen to a birchas hamotzi, between your hamotzi and eating, you're mafsik with an amen to a birchas hamotzi, which might not be so uncommon, because it could happen if a lot of people are making hamotzi around the table. He says, but the evidence, you don't make a new bracha. Normally, if you're mafsik, of course you make a new bracha, and even if you're mafsik with amen to a different bracha, if you said, let's say, amen to someone's on the tilas yadayim between hamotzi and eating, so you would have to make a new bracha. It's mechadish the ayin sham that if you say amen to a hamotzi, similar from the zalman, that if you say amen to a hamotzi, then the evid you do not have to make a new bracha. Very big chiddush. Okay. When you're mafsik? No. Okay, now we're back to Shar HaPrishus, Chelek Aleph. So here's the setup in Perek Aleph of the Chayvus Halvavus. The world needs, this is for all the nations of the world, for all the Goyim, for all mankind, for all people, they need to exhibit restraint, self-control, or else everything would be out of whack. Why did Hashem make the world that way? He explains, Mamish, why. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world that your neshama enters a guf in order, and the nesayon is that the guf has its urges and needs and pleasures, and so the neshama is in the guf, and so that's the nesayon. Will the guf limit itself to only things that it needs? Then he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the guf needs certain things. It needs mezonos. It needs, he describes family life. It needs these things. It has its instincts, and it needs these things to survive and to live. And so it needs these things. But if it goes over the limit, if it's not controlled by the seichel, well, then it'll go overboard. So on one hand, Hashem put the neshama in a guf which needs these things. And it's okay to do these things. That's how the guf survives. That's how you replace the planet with other people, is through family life. And a person gets schar, he throws in, for being misasek in Binyan Olam, call it, because these things are pleasurable. And that's the schar HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for being misasek in these things. But meanwhile, there's a Yetzirah that wants more and more and more pleasure, and that would be makalkal everything, and the person would get sick, and the world wouldn't function, and it would just go overboard. And he brings down umino all of the sayetzer la oro ala machol v'hamishte v'tashmish vel kol hanos v'tanugos asher bohem kiyum gufo. On one hand, they're kiyum aguf. On the other hand, v'kamo shomer gamas olam nosam belibam v'chasher gavar hayetzer ala seichel. Then you do it more and more. Hitzas adam ala hagzamos. You do it too much, meaning mosros. Hargormos, which end up causing hesed matzobo, the harisas gufo. It ends up ruining your ma'amad in this world, and koshkein in the next world. Lochein hutzrach machmas doberzeh lemidus haprishas. And that's why mankind, in Perek Aleph he's talking about mankind, in Perek Beis he will talk about the special precious that Jews have to exhibit and do. Now he's saying that's why you need me to sapricious min hanos vatanugos kidei la'azein, with an aleph, la'azein es matzovov, to balance out everything you do and to have it be measured. That's what la'azein means. The you and yonov sedirim bolam hazeh, so that you'll have a normal, measured out call it Derech HaMamutza, life in Olam Hazeh, Belekichas HaMozon, the Tov Yaseh Bekach, and then Yashikoyov to the guy. He's doing Mamish what he's supposed to do. Kamo Sheomar Tovish Chonin Umalve Yichalkel Dvorov B'Mishpat, meaning measured. You have to think and weigh if this is something I need, if this is something I don't need, if this is over the line. Ulfish Amin Anush Yitzorch L'Shtamish B'Prishus HaKlolus Asher Bo Kiyum B'Olam Hazeh Be'eshi Yikach B'Menu K'dei HaTzorech, because mankind needs Midas HaPrishus, as we just explained. So it's necessary for there to be Prushim Shleimen, some people who are role models, and they go over the line in Prishus, but they're showing that it can be done. It's Nishkeferlach. Hamanutokim may iske ha'olam hazeh, and we learn from them that you can do it. We don't, if everybody would do like they do, then the world wouldn't function, he says. But we need certain role models, so it's okay for certain yechidim to be totally Prushim. He's still handling with Goyim still. He's not talking about Yidden yet. It's okay for some people, and then the world is set up. I'm not sure what he's referring to. The ascetics, I don't know, in his time, I don't think they existed anymore, but he says that's okay, that there are certain Prushim or Prushim from Kolin Yoni Ha'olam, so Yilmud Mehem Kol Sug Misug B'nei Adam Min HaPrishus, so you learn from them that you can be Parush, that there is such a Midah, and you can do it, you do it less, Kfi Tzarkam U'Kfi Mashem Matim, whatever fits, Lahan Hagosim U'Tuchu No Sehem.